All right. Are you ready to explore a question that's been around for ages?
I'm ready.
Is ignorance really the root of all evil?
Ooh, that's a good one.
We're going to dive deep into this idea today using this article from the Spiritual Seek website.
Okay.
It's called Ignorance as the Origin of All Evil, From Ancient Greece to the Present and Beyond.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah. So, in this deep dive, we're going to trace this concept through different historical periods
Okay.
and perspectives, from ancient Greece all the way to modern psychology.
Looking forward to it.
We're going to see how this idea has evolved
Okay.
and why it's still so relevant today.
All right.
So let's fire up the time machine and head straight to ancient Greece,
Let's go.
the birthplace of so much of Western thought.
Absolutely.
This is where we encounter Socrates
Yes.
and his bold claim that no one does wrong willingly.
That's quite a statement.
So is he suggesting that people only do bad things because they don't know any better?
Exactly. Socrates believed that if people truly understood what was good and right, they would naturally choose that path. Ignorance, in his view, was the true villain behind wrongdoing.
So not malice or ill intent.
Precisely. It makes you wonder, what about some of the worst things in history?
Yeah.
Did those things happen because people were misled
Interesting.
or lacked crucial information? What shadows are we living under today?
Now that's a revolutionary idea for its time.
It really is.
To illustrate this concept, we can turn to one of the most famous philosophical
Oh,
metaphors,
I know it.
Plato's allegory of the cave.
Always a mind-bending thought experiment.
It really is.
Yeah?
For those who might not be familiar, can you give us a quick refresher?
Sure, imagine a group of prisoners chained in a cave.
Okay.
Their whole lives, they've only seen shadows projected on the wall.
Yeah.
They believe these shadows to be the true reality.
Gotcha.
One prisoner breaks free, escapes the cave,
Okay.
sees the world for what it really is.
Right.
He returns to tell the others about this amazing reality. But they refuse to believe him. They cling to their limited understanding of the world.
So the cave represents ignorance,
Yes.
and the escaped prisoner symbolizes those who seek knowledge and enlightenment.
Exactly. It's a powerful metaphor for how easily we can be trapped by our limited perspectives
Right.
and how challenging it can be to break free from those limitations.
This brings up a really interesting question.
Yeah.
What shadows might we be mistaking for reality today? What forms of ignorance are shaping our own perceptions?
That's a question worth pondering
Yeah.
as we continue our deep dive. Now, let's shift gears
Okay.
from ancient Greece
All right.
and explore how this concept of ignorance as the root of evil was interpreted
Okay.
during the medieval period.
The medieval period, a time when religion held immense sway over society.
It did indeed. During this era, ignorance is often viewed as a spiritual failing,
Okay.
a barrier that prevented individuals from connecting with divine will and living a righteous life.
So it's not just about a lack of knowledge in a general sense,
Right.
but a lack of connection to something bigger, something spiritual.
Exactly. Both Christian and Islamic thought emphasize the importance of understanding and following divine truth.
Okay.
Ignorance of this truth was seen as a primary source of evil in the world.
This is where things start to get really intriguing as
Yes.
we move into the Renaissance
Okay.
and Enlightenment.
Right.
There's a monumental shift towards reason and human potential.
Absolutely. This era was marked by groundbreaking scientific discoveries, questioning of traditional authority,
Yeah.
and a strong emphasis on education as the key to combating ignorance
I see.
and driving progress.
And wasn't there a prominent
Oh,
philosopher
yes.
who championed the idea of daring to know?
Yes. Immanuel Kant, with his famous motto, Saper Ud,
Yeah.
which translates to dare to know,
Okay.
he perfectly captured the spirit of the Enlightenment.
I see.
He believed that actively seeking knowledge was essential for both moral and societal advancement.
So instead of passively accepting what we're told, we should question, explore, and strive to understand things for ourselves.
Exactly.
That's a powerful message that still resonates strongly today.
It really does. This focus on reason and knowledge continued to shape how ignorance was perceived.
Okay.
But as we transition into modern times, the picture becomes even more complex.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
What new perspectives emerged in the modern era?
Well, one key area is psychology,
Okay.
which provides valuable insights into how cognitive biases
Okay.
can actually contribute to perpetuating ignorance.
Cognitive biases, huh? I've definitely heard that term before, but could you remind me what it means?
Think of them as mental shortcuts that our brains use to process information quickly.
Okay.
These shortcuts can be helpful in many situations,
yeah,
but they can sometimes lead to errors in judgment or decision-making.
Okay, that makes sense. Could you give us a real-world example of a cognitive bias that might contribute to ignorance?
Confirmation bias is a prime example.
Okay.
It's our tendency to seek out information that confirms our existing beliefs while ignoring evidence that contradicts our views.
Oh, I know that one all too well. It's like when you're scrolling through social media and you only click on articles or posts that align with your opinions, right?
Yeah.
That's confirmation bias in action.
Precisely. And this can lead to a very selective form of ignorance, where we essentially blind ourselves to alternative viewpoints or inconvenient truths.
And how does this connect to the bigger picture of ignorance as the root of evil?
Well, consider this. If we're constantly reinforcing our existing beliefs, even if they're based on inaccurate information or prejudices, we're less likely to challenge those beliefs or see the wrong from other perspectives.
Right.
This can lead to all sorts of harmful behaviors, from individual acts of discrimination to much larger societal issues.
So in a way, modern psychology adds a whole new layer to this ancient idea.
It does.
Showing us how ignorance isn't just about lacking factual knowledge, but also about the ways our mind can distort our understanding of the world.
Exactly. And that brings us to another crucial aspect explored in the article.
Okay.
The spiritual dimension of ignorance.
Ooh, this is where things get really interesting. We're moving beyond just a lack of information to something much deeper.
Yes. The article highlights how many spiritual traditions view ignorance, not merely as a lack of facts, but as a fundamental disconnect from our true selves, from a higher consciousness, or from the interconnectedness of all things.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued. Could you give us some specific examples of how different spiritual perspectives approach this idea of ignorance?
Certainly. Let's start with Western mysticism.
Okay.
Traditions like Gnosticism often perceive the material world as a place where souls forget their divine origins due to ignorance imposed by lower powers.
So in this view, ignorance is almost like a veil that separates us from our true nature.
Exactly. And the journey toward knowledge, or gnosis, is seen as essential for spiritual liberation, for removing that veil and reconnecting with our divine essence.
Fascinating. Now, what about indigenous wisdom? How do those traditions view ignorance?
Many indigenous cultures hold knowledge as sacred and essential for the well-being of the entire community.
Yeah.
Ignorance in this context can disrupt the harmony between individuals, the community, and nature itself.
So it's not just about individual ignorance, but how that ignorance can ripple outwards and impact the collective.
Precisely. And many indigenous spiritual practices, such as storytelling rituals and communal learning, are specifically designed to combat ignorance and cultivate a deeper sense of connection and understanding.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, what about more modern spiritual movements? What are their perspectives on ignorance?
Many contemporary spiritual paths emphasize personal growth through education and self-awareness.
Okay.
The idea that we are all connected suggests that individual ignorance contributes to collective suffering. So personal enlightenment becomes a shared responsibility.
It sounds like a lot of these spiritual perspectives, while diverse in their approaches, share a common thread.
You do.
The idea that ignorance at its core is about a lack of connection, a disconnect from something larger than ourselves.
Exactly. And this lack of connection can manifest in many ways, from individual harmful actions to larger social injustices. Now, before we delve deeper into these implications, let's take a little detour and explore some of the interactive elements included in the article we're examining.
Okay, I'm always up for interactive stuff. What kind of goodies does this article have in store for us?
Well, it features a couple of short quizzes designed to make us think about our own susceptibility to certain psychological phenomena that can contribute to ignorance.
Ooh, interesting. So we're going to put ourselves to the test. I'm game.
Excellent. The first quiz focuses on the herd effect. Ready to see how susceptible we are to conforming to the crowd?
Let's do it. I'm curious to see how much of a sheep I really am.
All right. The first statement is, good people are the majority. Do you agree with that statement?
It's a tough one. I'm going to have to say I disagree. Just because a lot of people believe something doesn't automatically make it true. right? History is full of examples where the majority opinion was totally off the mark.
You're spot on. The majority can be swayed by emotions, misinformation, or even just plain old groupthink. It's important to remember that popularity doesn't equal truth or goodness.
Okay, so that first statement was a bit of a trap. I see what you're getting at with this quiz. Let's tackle the next one. What's up next?
All right, the next statement reads, if everyone does it, it means it is not entirely wrong. What do you think about that one?
Ooh, that's a slippery slope. I could already see how that kind of thinking could lead to some pretty bad outcomes. Just because something is common doesn't make it ethical or right. I'm going to disagree with that one, too.
I think you're making a really important point here. Morality and ethics aren't determined by popularity contests. What's right is right, even if it's not the trendy thing to do.
Okay, I'm starting to get the hang of this critical thinking thing. Hit me with another statement.
This one asks, being alone for a long time makes me uncomfortable. How does that resonate with you?
I think I'd have to agree with that one. I'm definitely a social person. I love connecting with others, and being alone for extended periods can feel a bit isolating.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying social connection, but it's worth reflecting on why prolonged solitude might feel uncomfortable. Could it be that we've become so accustomed to conforming to social norms that we feel uneasy when we step outside of that familiar structure?
That's an interesting point. It makes me wonder how much of my own identity is shaped by the groups I belong to and the expectations that come with those groups.
That ties into the concept of homologation, which the article touches on. It's basically the process of becoming standardized or conforming to a dominant model.
So it's like we're all being molded into a similar shape, losing some of our individuality and unique perspectives in the process.
In a way, yes. And this can limit our viewpoints, stifle our creativity, and make us more vulnerable to manipulation by those who control the dominant narratives.
Well, wow, this deep dive is really making me question some things.
Okay.
I'm ready for the next statement in this conformity gauntlet. Bring it on.
All right, this one states, going against the current is foolish, better to go with the flow. What are your thoughts?
I get the appeal of going with the flow. It certainly seems easier. But I have to disagree. Sometimes going against the current is absolutely necessary to stand up for what's right, even if it's unpopular. True progress often requires challenging the status quo, even if it means facing resistance.
You're absolutely right. Blindly following the path of least resistance can lead to complacency and stagnation. Sometimes it's the individuals who dare to question, who dare to swim upstream, who create real and lasting change in the world.
That's inspiring. Okay, hit me with another statement. I'm feeling empowered to break free from these conformity traps.
The next statement says, I consider the opinion that other people have about me to be crucial. Does this resonate with you?
Ooh, this one hits close to home. I think it's natural to care about what others think of us to some extent. We all want to be liked and accepted. But if I'm being honest with myself, I think I do place a bit too much importance on other people's opinions. I'm going to agree with this statement, but with a big caveat.
That's a very insightful and honest response. It's all about finding a healthy balance. Caring about others' opinions is a natural part of being human and building relationships. But it becomes problematic when we allow those opinions to dictate our actions or stifle our authentic selves.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm starting to see how this quiz isn't just about labeling ourselves as conformist or nonconformist, but about becoming more aware of the subtle ways we might be sacrificing our individuality or critical thinking just to fit in.
Exactly. Self-awareness is key here. The more we understand the social and psychological forces that can influence our behavior, the better equipped we are to make conscious choices that are truly aligned with our values.
All right. What's the final statement in this conformity exploration? Let's wrap this up.
The last one says, I quickly adapt to the customs and behaviors of the place where I am. What are your thoughts on that?
I think I'm going to agree with that one. I consider myself to be pretty adaptable. I enjoy immersing myself in different cultures and customs, and I try my best to be respectful of the norms of the places I visit.
That's a wonderful quality to have. Adaptability can make us more open-minded and help us connect with people from all walks of life. But it's important to make sure that this adaptability doesn't come at the cost of compromising our core values or critical thinking skills.
So it's about striking a balance between respecting differences and staying true to ourselves.
Precisely. It's a delicate dance, but a crucial one to master in a world that's becoming increasingly interconnected and complex.
Okay, wow. These quizzes have really sparked some introspection. They've made me think about how easily I might fall prey to the herd effect or conformity pressures without even realizing it.
And that's a crucial first step. Recognizing these tendencies is essential for breaking free from those shadows of ignorance and making more conscious and informed choices.
So what does all this mean for us in our everyday lives? How do we actually apply these insights about ignorance, conformity, and the herd effect to make better decisions?
Yeah, I'm eager to hear more about how we can actually use this knowledge to make better decisions.
Let's take a moment to retrace our steps.
Right.
We started by exploring this idea of ignorance as the root of evil.
Right.
Tracing its evolution from ancient Greece to modern psychology and spirituality.
We saw how Socrates believed that wrongdoing stemmed from a lack of knowledge.
Yes.
And how Plato's allegory of the caves illustrated the limitations of our perspectives.
Right.
We journeyed through the medieval period.
Yes.
Where ignorance was often framed as a spiritual failing.
Yes, hindering our connection with divine truth.
And as we entered the Renaissance and Enlightenment,
right,
we saw that surge in emphasis on reason and education.
And daring to know, as championed by thinkers like Kant.
Absolutely.
Then modern psychology brought a whole new dimension to the conversation.
It did.
Revealing how cognitive biases like confirmation bias can perpetuate ignorance.
Yes, by distorting our perception of reality.
And to top it off, we even took those thought-provoking quizzes.
We did.
That challenged us to examine our susceptibility to the herd effect.
Yes, and the pressures of conformity.
So after this exploration, what key takeaways can we glean from this deep dive?
Right. What does it all mean for us as individuals navigating this complex world?
That's the question I'm grappling with right now.
Okay.
I'm ready for some practical advice.
Right.
How do we apply these insights to our daily lives?
It all starts with a mindset of continuous learning.
Okay.
And self-reflection.
All right.
Socrates' idea that no one does wrong willingly serves as a reminder that we're all capable of making mistakes.
Okay.
Often out of ignorance rather than malice.
So instead of judging ourselves or others, we should approach these situations with empathy.
Exactly. It's about acknowledging that we are all on a lifelong journey of understanding.
Yeah.
A journey that involves making mistakes.
Okay.
Learning from them.
Uh-huh.
And striving to do better.
That's a much more compassionate and empowering perspective.
It is.
Than simply labeling people as good or evil.
Right.
Based on their actions.
Precisely. And this leads us to the importance of seeking out knowledge.
Okay.
From a variety of sources.
All right.
Remember, Plato's escaped prisoner.
Yeah.
He reminds us to venture outside our comfort zones.
Okay.
To challenge our assumptions.
Right.
And expose ourselves to different perspectives.
So instead of just limiting ourselves to news sources or social media feeds that reinforce our biases, we should actively engage with viewpoints that challenge our thinking.
Absolutely. It's about embracing intellectual humility.
Okay.
Recognizing that we don't have all the answers.
Right.
And being open to learning from those who see the world differently.
This brings to mind the dangers of the herd effect and conformity.
It does.
How do we avoid getting swept up in that current?
It begins with honing our critical thinking skills.
Okay.
We need to question the information we encounter.
All right.
Evaluate its validity.
Wow.
Consider the source and potential biases.
So instead of blindly accepting what everyone else is doing or believing, we should pause and ask ourselves some questions.
Exactly.
Does this align with my values?
Yes.
Is this information reliable?
Right.
Am I being influenced by social pressure?
Precisely. It's about taking ownership of our beliefs and actions.
Rather than surrendering our thinking to the crowd.
Exactly.
That reminds me of Kant's Dare to Know motto.
It does.
A call to actively pursue knowledge.
Yeah.
Not just passively consume it.
Absolutely. It's about nurturing a thirst for understanding.
Okay.
A genuine curiosity about the world and its people.
And this applies not only to academic knowledge.
Right.
But to self-knowledge as well.
Yes. I'm intrigued by that.
What does it mean to seek self-knowledge in this context?
It's about becoming aware of our own biases, our triggers, our habitual patterns of thinking.
Oh.
The more we understand ourselves, the better we are at making choices aligned with our values and avoiding ignorance and manipulation.
This ties back to the spiritual dimension of ignorance.
It does.
It's not just about lacking facts, but about being disconnected from something larger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many spiritual traditions emphasize cultivating compassion, empathy, and interconnectedness.
Yeah.
When we see ourselves as separate from others, it's easier to justify harmful actions.
Right.
Or to remain indifferent to suffering.
So by fostering a sense of connection
and
shared humanity,
right,
we're less likely to fall into those traps of ignorance
exactly.
that lead to evil.
It's about recognizing that our actions have ripple effects, that individual choices impact the collective.
This brings us back to the core message of our deep dive.
It does.
Okay, I'm ready for the big reveal. What's the ultimate takeaway?
Well, the article poses this question. Ignorance as the origin of all evil.
Right.
It might be an oversimplification to say that ignorance is the sole cause of evil, but it's safe to say that ignorance plays a big role in perpetuating harm, both individually and societally.
So what's the antidote? What can we do to combat ignorance?
It's multifaceted.
Okay.
We need to prioritize education, critical thinking, empathy, a willingness to challenge our own biases.
Right.
We need to create spaces for open dialogue
where
different perspectives can be shared.
It sounds like a monumental task.
It is.
But a really important one.
Absolutely. And it all starts with each of us.
Okay.
Taking responsibility for our own learning and growth.
Right.
We may not eradicate ignorance completely.
Yeah.
But we can strive to become more aware, more informed, and more connected.
This deep dive has been a powerful reminder that knowledge is power.
It is.
And that the pursuit of understanding is an ongoing journey.
It is a journey we must embark on together.
Yeah.
If we hope to create a world where ignorance no longer holds sway.
Okay.
And where compassion and wisdom guide our actions.
This has been an incredibly insightful exploration.
It has.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into ignorance.
Thank you.
Until next time, keep seeking, keep learning, and keep challenging those shadows. So what does all this mean for us in our everyday lives? How do we actually apply these insights about ignorance, conformity, and the herd effect to make better decisions?
Well, it's about recognizing those tendencies and making more conscious choices.
Okay, I'm ready for some practical advice.
Okay.
How can we actually use this knowledge?
It all starts with cultivating that mindset of continuous learning.
Yeah.
And self-reflection.
Socrates and no one does wrong willingly.
Exactly. It reminds us that we're all capable of making mistakes.
Yeah.
And those mistakes are often out of ignorance.
Right. Not malice.
So instead of judging ourselves or others for our missteps.
Yes.
We should approach those situations with more empathy.
Yes. Acknowledge that we are all on this journey.
Yeah.
Of understanding.
It's a lifelong journey.
It is a journey of making mistakes.
Yeah.
Learning from them.
Right.
Striving to do better.
That's a much more compassionate and empowering perspective.
It is.
Than just, you know, labeling people as good or evil.
Absolutely. And this leads to the importance of actively seeking knowledge.
Okay.
From various sources.
Okay. So like branching out?
Yes. Branching out. Remember Plato's escaped prisoner?
I do.
He reminds us that we need to venture outside our comfort zones.
Get out of the cave.
Get out of that cave.
Challenge those assumptions.
Right.
And expose ourselves to those different perspectives.
So instead of limiting ourselves to information that just reinforces what we already think.
Exactly.
We should actively engage with different viewpoints.
Yes. It's about embracing intellectual humility.
Recognizing that we don't have all the answers.
Yeah. We don't know everything.
You don't. And be open to learning from others.
Right. Those who see things differently.
Exactly. Now, this brings to mind those dangers of the herd effect.
Oh, yeah.
And conformity.
How can we avoid getting swept up in that?
It starts with honing our critical thinking skills.
Okay.
Question the information we encounter.
All right.
Evaluate its validity.
Okay.
Consider the source and potential biases.
So it's like taking a step back from just blindly accepting what we see.
Exactly. Ask yourself some questions.
Okay.
Does this align with my values?
Right.
Is it reliable?
Uh-huh.
Am I being influenced by social pressure?
Really good questions.
It's about taking ownership of our beliefs and actions.
Not just going with the flow.
Exactly.
That reminds me of Kant's motto, dare to know.
It does.
You know, actively pursue knowledge.
Yes, not passively consume it.
Be engaged.
Be engaged. Nurture that thirst for understanding, that genuine curiosity about the world.
About everything.
About everything. And this applies to self-knowledge, too.
I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah.
What does it mean to seek self-knowledge in this context?
It's about becoming aware of our own biases.
Okay.
Triggers our habitual patterns of thinking.
So looking inward.
Yes, looking inward. The more we understand ourselves, the better we are at making choices aligned with our values.
Okay.
And avoiding ignorance and manipulation.
This ties back to that spiritual dimension of ignorance.
It does.
It's not just about lacking facts.
Right. It's about being disconnected from something larger than ourselves.
A lot of spiritual traditions really do emphasize compassion.
They do.
And interconnectedness.
It's about recognizing that our actions have those ripple effects.
Yeah.
That individual choices impact the collective.
So if we can cultivate that sense of connection.
Yes.
Shared humanity.
We're less likely to fall into those traps of ignorance.
Right.
That can lead to harmful actions.
Okay, so that brings us back to the core message of our deep dive today.
It does. The article poses this question. Ignorance as the origin of all evil.
Right. Is it the root of all evil?
It might be oversimplifying to say that ignorance is the sole cause of evil.
Yeah.
But I think it's safe to say that ignorance plays a big role
in
perpetuating harm.
Both individually and societally.
Exactly.
So what's the antidote?
It's a multifaceted challenge.
Yeah.
Demands a multifaceted approach.
Okay.
We need to prioritize education.
Yeah.
Critical thinking, empathy.
Uh-huh.
That willingness to challenge our own biases.
Create space for dialogue.
Exactly. Create those spaces where different perspectives can be shared.
It sounds like a really monumental task.
It is. But it's a crucial one.
Yeah.
And it starts with each of us.
Okay.
Taking responsibility for our own learning and growth.
So we might not be able to eradicate ignorance completely.
We might not.
But we can definitely work towards becoming more aware.
Yes.
More
connected to ourselves and the world around us.
What a powerful reminder that knowledge is power.
It is.
And the pursuit of understanding is a journey.
It is a journey we must embark on together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If we want to create a world where ignorance no longer holds sway.
Yes. A world where compassion and wisdom guide our actions.
This has been an incredibly insightful conversation.
It has been.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the concept of ignorance.
My pleasure.
Until next time, keep seeking Kyria, keep learning, and keep challenging those shadows.